Feel good stories now.
A New Orleans high school senior has broken a record by getting more than $9 million in scholarship offers and acceptance letters from 125 colleges and universities. His name's Dennis Barnes. He's a senior at International High School of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Said he applied to about 200 colleges and universities. Got a grade point average of 4.98. Said he plans to pursue a dual undergraduate degree in computer science and criminal justice.
One thing about me, I know my dreams, I know my aspirations, and I know where I want to be long term. So I know 10 years from now where I want to be, and I know that these are the building blocks that's going to enable me to see those dreams and aspirations come true. It's a standard that I hold myself accountable for, and just to see to it that that comes true and that happens for me, I know what it's going to take. I know that the work that I'm putting in now is going to make it easier for me down the line.
Dang.
I mean, what a smart wow. young man.
Yeah, for sure.
He's going to announce his college decision May 2nd.
Look at that.
Yes.
All right, good
He's
for
going
him.
Places.
Yep.
You can see the story, WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So, I mean, it's derby time, and I feel like it has almost become synonymous with Jack Harlow making an album announcement about right around Derby. Because remember, like it was last year, right around this time that he announced "Come Home, the Kids Miss You," and then "First Class," that song that was huge for him.
And he filmed a music video here during Derby.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Churchill Downs.
Yep.
You know, with Drake, he had Drake and he had, there was the famous picture of him wearing his white suit being carried over the
perfection,
the dirt.
That's how he must always travel.
Yeah. So it's only fitting that yesterday Jack Harlow tweets out a picture on his Instagram and on his Twitter that just says, "Jackman, my new album out this Friday," which is tomorrow. And it's a picture of him shirtless there in what looks like kind of a back alley with some garages.
He looks like he's been working out.
Yeah, he does. Now
I'm wondering if he had to reach out to Hugh Jackman.
Well, no, Jackman is his first name.
Yeah, I was going to say, I automatically thought, does he need to get permission?
No, he doesn't. It's his first name.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
I will say, it took the internet 0 minutes to figure out where exactly that location is.
Okay, where is it?
Obviously, it's in Louisville.
Sure.
And, all of a sudden, all of these pictures of that same garage.
Oh, wow.
The
basketball, yeah, there it is. They found it.
The trash can with the red lid.
Yep, that's the spot.
All there. And then people started taking pictures just like Jack Harlow.
Oh, yeah,
Harlow,
you got to recreate
right?
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's only a matter of time until I find my way over there shirtless and take a
that should probably happen in the next couple of hours. Otherwise, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss
it. I know.
The
there's
trend.
A window of opportunity
window.
Here. It's a very fleeting window
it's
of
closing.
Opportunity. But yeah,
that'd be magical.
I love the fact that within minutes, the internet was just like
they figured it out.
I know where it is. I drive by that.
Is somebody going to put a placard there? Like, this is where Jack Harlow stood to take the picture for Jackman.
I just am wondering, is this going to be a thing where, all right, now all of a sudden, the owners of that garage mm-hmm. have to make sure they keep that garage, all those trash cans lined up. Or if they move their trash cans the next day, the trash cans are going to be lined up exactly the way it is in that photo.
Well, and did Jack get permission from them? Did they understand?
Does he need to? That's a public alley.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, though, because now it's going to be a thing.
You can see a car in the background, but you can't see.
There's going to be hubbub.
You can see a car in the background, but you can't make out the license plate.
I'm just wondering if they understood the hubbub that was about to come.
Well, Jack probably knew.
Yeah. hopefully he gave them a heads up like, hey.
Blessing. Here you go.
Exactly.
Now forever, your garage is going to be the source of many shirtless pictures
hubbub.
Being taken.
It's going to be hubbub.
So, yeah, album comes out at midnight tonight. I mean, you know, obviously Louisville loves their Jack Harlow. And It would be cool if.
Does it have like an explicit lyrics warning on it?
Well, of course it does.
Just need him to put out some more family-friendly album material because my son.
Let Kids Bop get their hands
okay,
on it.
We'll get the Kids Bop
and they'll do the spin on it.
Jack Carlo.
I love it. Even
we just need an album like of radio edits would be great if we could just get a separate album of radio edits.
Oh, we do.
But do we have an album though? We don't have an album of the radio edits. If you're buying the album, you're going to get the sassy version with the language.
Are you all of a sudden becoming Kelly K?
This is the mom part. Yeah, well, I have been a mom for a while now. It changes your perspective.
All right. Anyways.
I'm allowed to grow.
We're excited. And again, I don't want to say the address on the air.
Oh, the address is listed, I guess, if you find it on.
Yeah. because I want to take my photo there. And okay, I don't want to wait in a line.
All right. Okay.
I want to wait in a line.
You guys got to do the own research.
Like take a ticket. Like, now serving 62. Dang it! I'm on 85! Hurry up!
So ridiculous. it's so dumb.
All right.
I would love it, though, if you show up over there and somebody's there. Or a crowd of people are there already. Yeah.
We'll tweet out. I mean, by now you know. By now you've seen it. But yeah, Midnight Tonight, new album. And, you know, we're excited here in Louisville. And, you know, anticipation
really excited.
Is frothing there with 99.7 DJX. And so help me, if that owner paints that garage or does anything different to the garage, it's going to ruin everything.
Don't do that. To leave it intact.
All right, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see, the album cover that he tweeted out and all that stuff.
We're gonna need a side by side of those pictures when you get yours taken. We're gonna need it.
Obviously. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Kelly, what is the setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, withholding rent because your landlord is naked was not necessarily on my 2023 bingo card.
Is that a valid reason?
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to withhold rent from your naked landlord, then you're doing okay. Why, you ask?
Yes, why and when, where?
Because he'll sue you and apparently you'll lose.
Oh, okay. So, did he try to show up and say, listen, I tried to bring you the rent, but you were naked, so then I ran away in fear? Was that what the situation was? Or
no.
Was the landlord naked in his own place?
Naked sunbathing.
Oh, naked sunbathing.
This happened in Germany. And
they're a little more free about that stuff in Europe.
It was apparently the building. Involved a building in kind of a high-end district, a business district there in Frankfurt. And there was a office floor rented by Human Resources Company.
Uh-huh.
And so they were like, you know what? We're going to withhold rent because the landlord's out sunning himself in the nude.
And that's inappropriate.
That's what they said.
And we're not going to stand for that in the
protest.
So
the landlord's like, you can't do that. I'm taking you to court to get the rent that you owe me.
Uh-huh.
The judge was like, yeah, the spot where the landlord sunbathed could only be seen from the rented office by leaning way far out the window.
Oh, like you really had
you
to
really
try.
You really had to try.
Oh, okay.
And you also failed to prove that he actually took the stairs to the courtyard unclothed.
Oh, okay. So he could have like been clothed and then disrobed once he got to a spot.
Well, yeah, you don't want tan lines.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and that's more to carry, you know?
More to carry.
If you're naked in the stairwell.
Hey, look, I get it. Rent costs are high. We're just giving you this setting the bar story that maybe trying to withhold rent to save yourself a couple bills and using the excuse, my landlord is naked.
That's not a loophole.
That's probably not a loophole that's going to fly, at least in a German court, all right?
Okay.
So maybe it might fly here, maybe it won't. Who knows?
Okay. Good note, though.
Yep. That is your setting the bar story.
He's probably still naked sunbathing, too.
Absolutely,
like,
he is.
Yes,
on 99.7 DJX.
It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Denise says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've been friends forever with a wonderful couple. They seem to be devoted to each other. I love each of them individually and together.
Mm-hmm.
But we just went on a trip together, and I saw a whole different side of their relationship.
Uh-oh.
My boyfriend and I ended up feeling really awkward on the trip a lot because of their constant bickering.
Mm.
I think the reason was that the wife is a very anxious person. When she gets into unfamiliar territory, the anxiety's ramped up. The husband's driving too fast. She shrieks. She's afraid of making a wrong turn. Every intersection, they're debating about which way to go. And then he gets annoyed. It gets worse. At the time, I kind of kept my mouth shut, thinking it was none of my business because, you know, didn't involve me or my boyfriend.
Right.
But by the end of the 3 days, I had a migraine from the stress of listening to them, and it was kind of spilling over into me and my boyfriend's bickering, and we never do that.
Mm.
So I seemed to have two choices. I either talk to them in the hopes that they could change, or just never travel with them again. So what do you guys think? Should I say something? And if so, what do I say?
How often does she travel with them now? And I guess that was what?
It sounds like the first time.
That was the first time?
That was the first time. So now she's, I guess, considering, yep, not probably not going to do that again.
Yeah.
But if they're really good friends.
Sure.
They're going to be invited. And so I don't know. It sounds like she really likes them in every other facet.
Right.
Just in this particular situation, it kind of revealed.
Or maybe not travel buddies.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Kind of revealed a side of them to how they don't handle stress very well together.
Maybe you don't bring anything up until
if they ask you again.
The traveling comes
travel.
Up again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And you know, I'm kind of taking a page from the Kelly Kay handbook.
Non-confrontational,
but
avoid
just,
at all costs.
Right, right, exactly. When they're like, hey, do you want to go on a trip? And you're like, ah, you're not going to act all crazy like you did last time, are you?
I would not say it like that.
How would you say it?
So, yeah, that sounds great, but you guys wouldn't be bickering and stuff like that, would you?
Are you guys going to be, like, acting the fool and stuff?
Oh, I don't think I would say that. Amy said, don't travel with them again. If they ask why, then tell them it's because the last time you did, you couldn't handle their bickering, but don't say it like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's probably the way to go with it.
Right.
Is
if you're going to be presented with that situation again.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I know, hey, look, we've done this show a lot. We've done group therapy a lot, and we've had... You know, couples who travel together,
yep.
There can always be drama.
Yes.
Sometimes it's bickering. Sometimes it's sassy times between the couples that come to light afterwards. So,
okay.
I mean, there can always be some risks when you travel with friends like that.
Yeah. So many people just minding the comments on Facebook are just like, mind your business. Don't travel with them again. Save the friendship. Just don't travel with them. Just know they're not maybe people that you are compatible traveling with.
Now, Megan texts in and says, look, couples bicker. It happens. It'd be mm-hmm. different if it was abusive, but if it wasn't that, you know, maybe there's reason to just leave it alone for now and not say anything.
Okay.
I don't know.
The relationship is fine in every other facet, and mm-hmm. you've never really seen this side of them until the traveling. Then we just don't do the traveling.
Right.
And we just hang out in other spaces.
Ways?
Yeah.
Spaces mm-hmm. and ways? Okay. If you have anything to add, I think we're all kind of saying the same thing here. And that is maybe let's not bring it up until the travel option presents itself again.
And then you're unavailable.
And then you're like, you know what? That's the day that the cable guy is coming over. And, you know, they give us a window.
What if they're offering like, listen, we'll pay. You guys just, you know, show up. And this is amazing, you know.
Well, then maybe you try it again.
Okay.
I mean, you know, maybe you just try it again
maybe
and see.
Like, the trip is so good. And you're like, you'd be dumb to turn it down.
Right. You know, I mean, I'm all for one of giving a second chance. And so maybe you don't say anything for the next one. Because if it's just the first time, maybe it was just a bad experience. Maybe you don't know exactly how they are every single time. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, who knows? Maybe the next trip, if they act the same way, if they're bickering, if they're at each other's throats, then you're like, okay, this is what they do. It could have been a coincidence. Twice, all right, now this seems to be like something that is routine.
They just kind of pick a destination where no one would ever bicker about anything. You're going to a resort. You're hanging out on the beach for a week. Who's going to bicker about that, right?
Oh, they'll find a way.
You don't have anywhere to drive. People, usually driving causes bickering, right? Especially if you're driving somewhere you don't know.
Listen, I have traveled internationally with...
That can be stressful.
Yes.
Very stressful. Especially
and I'm still
when you're
married
on
and everything.
On the other side of the road.
Look, I mean, it's fine, but...
You can't read the signs.
I don't know. I think I would just give... there are a lot of people that are saying, just don't travel with them again.
Right.
I don't think I agree with that. I think give them another chance to show you that...
Just drive separately?
They can either A, be good travel partners, or they can show you again that, all right, well, yeah, we can't do it.
Okay. All right. So one more time. So if the next vacation is ruined, I'm out.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
So you're gonna run the risk of ruining another vacation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, but maybe it's just, you know, you take a smaller trip this time.
Yes.
Maybe it's a smaller trip, a driving distance away.
But let's make sure we know where we're going.
Yeah.
So there's no directional fights.
All right. Well, hopefully that helped, Denise.
Okay. So Ben is going to give him another chance. You know what? Why don't we just send Ben? We're just going to send you and your wife on the trip with them.
Okay.
Just scope it out.
We'll be the third wheel.
Exactly.
All right. Who are those people in the back seat?
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
All right. Thanks, Denise. Keep us posted. So remember last week we spoke to Cameron about a wrong number text message from his girlfriend talking about missing patio talks.
And they didn't have a patio.
Yeah, never have, but her ex does.
But she said she was talking about her friend Hannah.
Yeah.
Hannah doesn't have a patio either.
Right. Now, we said last week, we're like, you know what? Trust your gut on this one. This really sounds kind of fishy. Some red flags, especially the way his girlfriend kind of reacted to him approaching her about it.
She was really fidgety and stumbling over some sort of an excuse and explanation for it. So we were all like, hey, maybe go to Hannah.
Right. Ask what their favorite patio is because he wants to plan maybe a special date there or something
yes.
like that. Anyways, we did get an update last night.
Hi, Ben and Kelly. Thank you for checking back with me. Decided to take your advice and go talk to her friend Hannah about what their favorite patio is.
All right.
She works as a barista. So I stopped by her work, got some coffee, told her I'm planning something special, wanted to do it someplace she likes, so I needed to know where they would talk on the patio.
Oh.
She looked a little confused, then asked me what I was planning on doing. I just told her something special.
Okay.
And she said... They would sometimes hang out at Joe's Older Than Dirt.
All right. Yeah, big patio there.
I thanked her, but something about her answer didn't sit well with me. I really couldn't talk with her because she was busy, but I asked her quickly if she's seen her ex recently, and she said he had been in the other day to get coffee. I thanked her and left. As I was leaving, I noticed that they have a patio where she works, and my brain started to go into overdrive.
Oh.
Surely they weren't meeting up for coffee and talking on this patio.
Oh, gosh.
Of course Hannah couldn't have been telling the truth, and they could have been having long patio chats at Joe's. Anyway, I know where her ex lives, and so I did the crazy boyfriend thing and went to his apartment complex to see if I could see his patio and try to figure things out.
Okay.
I didn't really have a plan, and I wasn't thinking I would actually try and talk with him,
That's like classic guy.
When I pulled into his complex, who do you think I saw driving out? My girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
She and I both looked at each other as we were passing, and I immediately called her.
Mm.
She picked up and acted like nothing was out of the ordinary. I was like, what are you doing? She said she was running errands, was on this end of town, had to pick up a necklace that was a present from her grandma that her ex had told her he recently found while cleaning.
Wow.
That's an elaborate story to have in the back pocket.
Wow.
I told her this looks suspicious with the recent text message, and now she's over at her ex's apartment complex. Well, she asked me why I was over there, and I told her I had just seen Hannah. And she ratted her out.
Oh, gosh. He just threw Hannah under the bus, too.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
She told me there's no way Hannah said that because it's not true.
Uh-huh.
Got mad at me, hung up.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to let everyone calm down and not call her until the next day. When I did, she told me she couldn't be with someone who doesn't trust her and that relationships are built on trust.
Oh.
She broke up with me.
Oh.
So, yeah, I think I know what patio she was referring to, and it wasn't at Joe's.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it kind of sucks because she was cool, but I'll get over it. Thanks again for your help.
Wow. Man, he was totally like, you know what? This is happening. I'm going to drop a bomb and everything, and I'm going to walk out.
He blew everything up. Even Hannah.
Hannah's like, what did I do?
I'm just over here working.
I know.
I'm serving coffee.
I'm over here trying to just be at work, and you're throwing me under the bus.
Oh, man. I mean,
for her to have an excuse like the whole necklace thing, that's premeditated. I don't think that's something that either it was 100% true.
Yes. And she was just literally repeating what just happened.
Yes, exactly. Or she had been thinking about, okay, if this blows up, this is what I'm going to say.
Yes.
I don't know what I believe, though.
I don't know. I honestly don't either. There is an inkling in me that
thinks that she's telling the truth.
She could be telling the truth.
Yeah.
And that maybe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, then we just wrecked this relationship for no reason.
I was kind of on Cameron's side, and now I'm thinking, oh, maybe
she was. Maybe
his girlfriend was actually telling the truth because, you know, okay.
Why was she fidgety then?
Okay, so my friend's boyfriend comes in, is like, hey, what patio do they like to go to? And I'm at work. I'm not thinking about this. I'm thinking of trying to get these orders out and, and make coffee and all that stuff. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Of course she's going to look confused.
Yeah.
And then she's like, what special thing? Like she's just trying to.
She comes to visit me at work?
Right. Like she's just trying to catch up in her brain.
Right.
And he's like, you know, what patio? And she's like, I don't know. We go to Joe's sometimes. I don't know. Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought I knew, and now I don't.
Oh, boy. Well, either way, what's done is done. Cameron seems okay with
it. Yeah, Cameron seems okay with it. And he seems to think we helped.
Okay. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yes, we did help.
I'm more confused than ever, but you're welcome.
We helped.
Okay.
All right. By the way, we got a text from a listener. My psycho self would have been like, pull over. Let me see the necklace. You know what? Part of me is thinking that, too. Yeah.
Same.
Part of me is thinking that, too. Yep. That is 100%.
Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Misty said, hey, Ben and Kelly, in the truck for our weekly throwback Thursday with Maddie, Finley, Tristan, and Jocelyn. What's up?
Shout to Ray. Hashtag sneaky banger. Alex Claire too close. Holy cow. Let's go. Throwback Thursday.
Wow.
You know I'm not one to break promises.
I've forgotten that was on planet Earth ever. And
that's the beauty.
That was a banger.
Of Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Sassy Matt says, I need to hear Icona Pop.
Oh,
not sure if you have this in your library. We do.
We do. I love it. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
I got this feeling from the 70s, but I'm a 90s. I love it.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Show of hands. Who filled in the little blank there? Love it. I love it. Throwback Thursday.
Kelly from Crescent Hill says, so I'm torn between requesting hashtag proper banger, no diggity, Blackstreet, or hashtag sneaky banger, dip low, Christina Milian.
I think we got to do sneaky bangers.
Yeah, hashtag sneaky banger.
Yeah, we got to hashtag remember the time, Christina Milian, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. It's funny, some people are... Hashtag never heard that first song, LOL. Hashtag definitely not a sneaky banger.
That's a full-on banger.
That's
a full-on banger.
Sometimes you just got to let it get to the hook.
That's a full-send banger.
Get it to the hook. All right, Aubrey rolls in, says, baby girl has a request. I'm not going to lie. It took me a second to remember the song. I'm a little impressed by her dedication for finding Throwback Thursday requests. Stereo Hearts, Gym Class Heroes.
Oh, wow.
All right, we're going to need this to get...
Oh. It will. Get past the intro.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. So sing along to my stereo.
Let's go.
Throwback Thursday. Quick shout. Would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you text, walk? I got engaged over the weekend.
Ooh.
Congrats.
That's exciting.
Request One Less Lonely Girl. Oh, Justin Bieber. Oh, listen to that sweet, precious voice.
Precious. Oh, he is precious.
Oh, remember his haircut then, too?
Oh, it was, yes.
So good. Banger.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. I think he's going to be popular someday.
I think he's on to something.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Stephanie's all like, oh yeah, Baby Biebs, that's a banger. I've been trying for 2 weeks, let's try again. My Old Kentucky Home by the Vilbillies. Also, my puppy changed the radio station, so I got in the car this morning, I was disgusted.
Oh no!
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Throw it back. If you're from Louisville, you know. Throwback Thursday. Ain't nothing gonna stop me, and I'ma stand on my own and throw L for my Old Kentucky Home. Oh, I love those guys.
So fun. By the way, Zoe is our newly engaged person. So congratulations to Zoe.
Yay! All right, Throwback Thursday, 997DJX.
Okay, so who needs funky co-Medina? All one word. Co-Medina. Instead of funky cold Medina?
Yeah. It's all one word.
It is easier to just combine it.
Yeah, just combine it.
Just make it Comedina.
It is. Man, this is a throwback.
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right. It took $50 to make the video for this song.
Oh, wow.
So cool and had a ball.
Yeah, legit. The music video for Funky Comedina took $50 to film.
And how much did it cost to rent the track from the doo-wop shop to perform this song at Bash years ago? Because he forgot it and we had to go rent it.
Yeah, more than $50, right? All right, Throwback Thursday.
A shout out to my son Jaden. This is Jamie. He listens to Throwback Thursday every week. We've never requested a song, so they need to hear some Vanilla Ice. Ice, baby. Okay, Jaden, it's your first request.
Let's kick it.
Now, I gotta be honest. Ice. There are some standards on Throwback Thursday. This one gets requests a lot.
All right, stop.
Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with my brand new adventure.
Yep, every week we get this request. We try to space them out.
But listen, it was Jaden's first request, therefore we play it. You see, understand that? It was his first request.
Okay, so I get it now.
We have need him to have a good experience with his first request on TV. He's always been at the party. He's never stepped up. Alma, though, is saying anything Aaliyah.
Yep. Banger. Try again. Throwback Thursday. Sorry. Let it linger.
You were a little.
A little bit. I was letting it linger. You know. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. E from LJ. What about Paramore, Still Into You? Oh.
So aggressive.
Yes. Alright, that's good. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Allison, who drives by every day, says hashtag just a banger. Check yes, Juliet, we the kings.
Oh, dang. Did their drawing make the move?
From downtown
studio?
To Hurstbourne, Shelbyville.
We had an iconic drawing.
No.
From them.
From Travis, from We the Kings.
Years.
Yeah. Yep, years. Check Yes Juliet, Throwback Thursday. Check Yes Juliet. Ah, banger, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Shout out to Nicole and her husband. 18th anniversary today. That's super exciting.
All right, like that.
I feel like they need this song as well. Derek Hossenpepper says, may I request Shake Your Tail Feather by Murphy Lee, Nelly, and Diddy for my wife, Allison Hossenpepper. Just a little foreshadowing for tonight. Hang on.
You do you, baby boo. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Lexi tweets us and says, listening to Throwback Thursday has me thinking Jack Harlow should remix My Old Kentucky Home with the Billbillies and Natty Roots.
Yes,
how cool would that be?
That should happen. Great suggestion. Stabby Sarah. Is like, listen, you mentioned that Ice Baby was requested a lot. I need to know what the top three requests are. And I would say, yes, Ice Baby. I would say Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. And what's the third?
Move, bitch.
I'm sexy and I know it.
It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Brad rolls in, going to be stuck in my car for the next 3 hours. Woo!
I'm sexy and I know
Play
it.
Play T.I., whatever you like. Oh, my God.
Hey,
this was a sound.
You know, old sugar daddy. Maybe tricking their tail on girls.
All right, go. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Jen rolls in, so current mood in the car. I'm hot. He's cold. Avril Lavigne? Question mark?
Okay.
Well, it's Katy Perry, but thanks for playing. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Anna's got the last soccer game this weekend. Okay, Anna, thank you for listening.
Michelle, Leave by JoJo. Sure. This is yet another song that gets requested quite frequently on Throwback Thursday.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I've been waiting all day for you, babe. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Man, remember when JoJo... She came to Bash, didn't she?
She did. I think, well, she was in the studio, too.
Well, but that was when she was on, like, her second time around.
Yeah, she was coming back.
She tried to have, I think, another follow-up or several years later or something like this. Because this was such a huge song for her,
she
for sure.
She was delightful.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Emily needs your 1 week bare naked ladies.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. I really just want to play Hannah's request so I can
read the text.
She said, kids early morning is going to make me loose my mind. Can you play Party Up DMX so I can scream at him? DMX, loose my mind up in here. Throwback Thursday.
Whoa, y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX, and there you go. It is over.
Oh, that is just so fast. It goes so hard, so fast, and then it's gone.
I know. It's like when you have dessert, and you love that dessert.
And you eat it too fast.
And you eat it, and you see the end of your dessert, and you're like, I don't want it to end, but I know I've got to finish my dessert here.
Yes. Absolutely. And by the way, shout out to Michael. Said a year ago his dad passed away and he's listening. So
aww.
Thank you, Michael, for listening. We are so sorry for your loss and hope that you have a great day.
Yeah. All right. So Throwback Thursday every single week, right around 8:30 to 9 here on Thursday mornings. We deliver it to you. Brought to you by Drake. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This is the feel-good portion of the show. Every hour we do this.
This is just a super sweet viral video of 12-year-old Aiden Hay. He's singing a solo at his parents' vow renewal ceremony, and there's not a dry eye in the house.
I need you to see that you are the reason.
My mom really loves to hear me sing, so she thought it was a good idea for me to sing at the vow renewal. I chose the song because I found it really sentimental and it was very sweet and I love my parents. I was very nervous to be in front of that many people, but I was very excited and happy at the same time to be there at the wedding to sing for my parents.
When he started, I was very emotional. You heard all the guests in the background, they were crying. So I got even more teary-eyed. It was a very special moment.
Aw.
Isn't that adorable? Mm-hmm. And he's really good, too. You can see the full performance, the original video that went viral, and that interview with him with GMA on our website, WDJX.com.
Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
You know, people throw around the phrase, why don't you act like an adult?
Okay.
Roger probably should have at least paused and said that to himself. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing your cool and blocking a school bus full of kids with your car, you're doing okay.
Why are we blocking the school bus? Are we making a statement? Are we angry? What's happening?
Well, he's a hothead, for one.
Uh-huh.
He's 55. He should know better.
Sure.
And Roger, he went ahead and stopped this school bus, blocked it in fact, with his pickup truck.
Was he mad because he was stuck behind it? And he's like, you know what? You're going so slow, I'm going to stop you.
He claimed he saw a kid flash an obscene hand gesture to his wife.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no.
He was like, I'm going to show them. Parked his truck in front of the bus pass. Wouldn't move until he got the name and address of the kid, of course.
Name and address of the kid?
Yeah. Roger, what are you going to do?
Roger. You're going to need to calm down
now,
a little.
Now, listen, doesn't sound like he did because the bus driver's like, yeah, I'm not letting you on this bus.
Yeah, no.
Called his supervisor. Supervisor's like, yeah, we're going to call the police and just get them out there. But anyways, Roger was like, and he left before the police got there. Yeah, but then the police wound up tracking him down and just kind of like charged him with interference with the operation of public schools. But still, very scary. Here's a mom.
I'm just flabbergasted that a grown man would have that kind of response in front of children.
Yeah, you know, it's like, okay.
Even if the kid did something.
Exactly.
You just roll the eyes and move on.
Yeah, because it's a kid and, you know, they're in the back of a bus.
Right.
They've probably been in the bus for, who knows, 45 minutes.
Sure.
Waiting to be driven home.
And yes, the kid needs manners.
And look. We've all driven in buses before. We've all ridden in buses before.
But you are not the one that's supposed to teach the manners.
No,
not in that way.
No.
Wow.
Roger! All right. Again,
we need some anger management classes for a lot of people.
You know, okay, hang on. Maybe is my anger towards Roger misguided? Should it be directed at his wife?
Who didn't, like, calm him down and say, no, honey, let's go.
Or
let's
like,
go. She should have defused it.
Or said, did you see what that kid did?
Oh.
What are you going to do about it?
That could have been too. Yeah.
Okay, so both of you.
So maybe.
Both of you.
It's like the Jada and Will incident at the Oscars.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah,
so
Jada
maybe
she's
like,
over. No, and then.
Like, what are you getting? And he's all like, oh, crap. Because he was laughing at first. And then he's like, oh, nah, I got to go handle this.
He's like, he's flicking you off.
And
look at that.
He slapped Chris Rock. That wasn't what we do.
No.
No.
Right. So maybe that's what happened. And in that case, Roger and Roger's wife, you both need to act like an adult.
Listen, you just move on. Pass the bus and you go on about your day.
All right. Listen, we're not your parents, guys. We're not trying to be.
I mean, well, I am a little because he needs it.
All right.
Let's use a little
common sense.
Yes.
All right, set to the bar. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without losing your cool, blocking a school bus full of kids with your truck, I bet it was a Chevy Silverado or a Ford F-150.
It could be a Dodge Ram. Those things are big.
With a Hemi.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
With a Hemi.
He probably had some Hemi confidence.
He probably had a Hemi.
Hemi confidence.